Mandatory evacuation order has been lifted, meaning tens of thousands of people living along the Feather River could go home. They were evacuated after a weekend crisis at nearby Oroville Dam. KQED's Dan Brecky reports that work goes on to shore up a badly eroded emergency spillway before another storm system comes through the area.
Tell them to come on up out of here.
We'll be over shortly.
Oroville residents waited outside a grocery that shut down when a mandatory evacuation was ordered Sunday. The order came after Lake Oroville, the immense reservoir just outside town, had threatened to burst through an emergency spillway structure and send a wall of water down the Feather River. Most of Oroville's 16,000 residents cleared out in a hurry, as did people from more than 30 miles downriver. Yesterday, officials said the situation had changed. Hundreds of tons of rock, secured with concrete, have reinforced the eroded spillway. And by releasing 750,000 gallons of water a second, the reservoir level was out of the danger zone. With a caveat that they need to be ready to leave again, evacuees were told they could go home. Less than an hour after the mandatory evacuation order was lifted, Jason Johns and his three kids pulled into their driveway and unpacked their SUV.
I'm glad to feel and finally get the green light to come back home, so that must mean some progress has been made, and really happy and thankful for that.
His 16-year-old daughter, Skylar, said she was relieved, but is still thinking about the potential danger just upstream.
Just to know that, like, yeah, we're safe, but what if it happens again? Like, could it still happen if they don't make it strong enough?
At a press conference yesterday, California Department of Water Resources Chief Bill Croyle addressed that very concern.
I want to reiterate, the spillway has been stable for 4 days.
Croyle said he's confident there will be enough room in the lake to take in runoff from a series of incoming storms. The first of those storms is forecast to arrive early tomorrow, with several more close behind. For the California Report, I'm Dan Brecky in Oroville.
President Trump has issued an emergency order activating FEMA to help with the Oroville Dam.